It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everyone. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being held responsible for your friend's social media posts.
Oh,
boy.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You could join the Den Pen by going to davincomedy.com and clicking live broadcast. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. Pip Helix will take care of you in the chat room. She's at the home studio. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
And, Joe will do the Joe thing and get here in a little bit. On the show, School of Fools. A Harvard student gets deported because of his friend's social media posts. That's right. Not what he wrote, what his friends wrote.
Wow.
A teacher colors a student's fade with a black marker, because that's always a good idea.
Yep.
Nazi news as the U.S. Army quotes Auschwitz. Poland having an 80th anniversary of a very somber occasion of being invaded by the Nazis, and Donald Trump congratulates them on the invasion.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Twitter and Facebook don't like the word vagina. I wonder what they think of pussy, but they don't like the word vagina.
Oh, my God.
People get offended over a Hurricane Dorian cookie cake. They got offended over that. And Scambusters with Ann Jackson. Quite the full show of stupidity is really what it's a show of. It's quite the full show. So today is the first day we are engaging in our new social media onslaught. So today we actually all had the same posts on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook that I did not create for a change. We have a company working on that. And soon you will be seeing stories from us on Instagram relating to the show. We'll be doing Facebook Live post-show chats. I will be making little movies to promote the show. There's going to be stuff coming at you every freaking day of the week. So we are trying to up the game, trying to get more of you involved, more of you listening, trying to make some new friends, some new allies. So that's exciting. That's what's going to be doing. Today was the first day. A little nerve-wracking. It's like an onslaught all at once, wasn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. And I was like, I'm not used to having homework during the day.
No, but it was a little scary. But this is what we signed up for, and we know exactly where to look for it.
Right.
Basically, we have somebody in charge of all of the official Davin's Den social media accounts. So what Pip, Joe, mm-hmm. and I have to do is actually copy that over to our accounts. That's what's going to be going on. And you're going to see a little bit more Joe and Pip's personality in some of our social media posts going forward. So that'll be good. So, yeah.
Well, let me apologize beforehand for that.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. You may or may not see Pip's face. You may see the lovely face that is Pip, or it may be hidden, like in the old show. What was that, Tool Time with Tim Allen? What was his show?
Right. Well, maybe I should just bring a fence with me.
Yeah, the neighbor. The neighbor. You never Wilson. You never saw Wilson's face. That could be Pip. We don't know.
I don't know yet.
So we'll see. But she will definitely be more of a presence in the social media. We're all raising our game. So Pip, what'd you do? You licked the toilet. You're out again.
You know what? I'm blaming the who.
You're blaming the who?
Yeah, I'm blaming the who.
Okay. Why are you blaming the who?
I think that I went to see a who show. And I think that Madison Square Garden must be teeming with bacteria.
Oh, it is, but it's not like there's an epidemic like you hear on like some cruise ships. It's not like everybody who's at that concert is infected.
I'm just patient zero.
No. I just no. I just think you know, you had made it to what was it, two shows in a row? You made it one full. You made it one full week at the New Day program, and your body said no. That's enough.
No, that was 2 weeks. Two whole weeks before I got sick.
You were at the day program 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, look at you, a personal best.
Yeah, I know. This is not something that I'm really happy about.
Well, I wouldn't think you're ever happy about being sick.
No. And it was like I got dressed. I went to work. I mentioned to my boss, I'm a little under the weather. And she looked at me with dinner plate eyes, like, what? And I'm like, yeah, I have a stomach thing. And she had just gotten it last week. She was out 2 days with a stomach thing. And she goes, you have to go home. I'm like, what? I just thought I'd power through. And she's like, no, you got to go home. I can't get that again. We can't get sick. I have a thing about people coming to work sick. You can't. I'm like, but I'm on probation. I'm not allowed to use time yet. And she goes, I'll talk to the, and the guy that she'd have to talk to. Yeah, you got to go. You can make up the time otherwise, but got to go. I was like, all right then.
If she doesn't like people coming into work sick, she should cherish every moment she gets with you live in person. I mean, she has no on the resume. It doesn't say we'll be sick one week out of every month. It doesn't say that on the resume.
No, it doesn't say that, and hopefully that's not going to be true. But this was well. Joe's girl saying maybe she gave it to you.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Because are you guys like sharing keyboards and phones and stuff like that?
No, not so much. But
is she breathing near you?
Time.
Is she deep tongue kissing you?
Just a little tease, but not. I mean, it was once.
Well, it's all it takes.
Really?
With you? Yeah.
Because it was good, and I was hoping for more. But maybe if it's going to make me sick, I can't.
I don't know. Or you just keep on making out with her, so you build up an immunity to whatever she has.
You know what? That's brilliant.
Yeah. Well, I am. I am brilliant. So I'm glad you recognize.
I think I'm going to have some closed door sessions just to build up immunities and, be well at work.
Well, bring your chapstick and scissors.
My chapstick and scissors? What now?
Well, chapstick is what you put on your lips so you have nice supple lips.
Right.
And scissors is what you do.
You don't bring scissors.
Well, I wasn't trying to be so overt with it, but I didn't realize I was dealing with such a nimrod.
I was thinking, what are we cutting? Ugh. Are we cutting? This is not how I get down.
Well,
I don't like cutting.
If you want to keep the job, you'll do whatever it takes.
You know, that's true. That's true. I think there's going to be some extra hours worked and some scissoring.
You will have a shiny face.
Oh God! Yes, as the glazed donut effect.
That's what I was saying. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
See, what you got to do is you got to grow out your goatee. Keeps it, catches it. It's nice.
Oh, is that what that's for?
That's what that's for.
A sponge.
That's what that's for.
Oh, well, you've known some lucky girls.
What?
You have a goatee.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I do. I'm in high demand. Or actually, my goatee is. Anyway.
So, oh, my God.
So how was The Who?
The Who is great.
Yeah?
I originally wasn't really sure I wanted to go because I thought, I've seen them a bunch of times and, really, we've seen so many shows this year. And I was like, oh, God, another one. I am so happy that I did go, though, because they had a full symphony orchestra.
Oh.
And sometimes that sounds like, oh, this is going to be dull. No, they still brought it. They had a couple of technical difficulties, but they were, like, so funny and, like, gracious about it that it was funny because Roger's in-ears stopped working properly. And you could see that he was having a problem because he dropped out in the middle of a verse. And then you see Pete look at him like, what? You know, what's going on over there? And so it was kind of at the end of the song anyway. And then they said that there was a moment after the song where they like stopped and everything. And there's like, oh, we're having some technical difficulties and everything. And then they start, you know, yammering back and forth about, oh, it's just old age and, you know, oh, it doesn't matter. And just joking with each other. And it was really pleasant to see them getting along. And like, Pete have a problem with his voice too. He came on stage and all of a sudden he like started getting croaky and he's like, oh my God, I walk on stage and I lost my voice. And I was like, oh no, this is going to be terrible. And then he's yelling to somebody, give me anything, you know, like any fucking thing. And I was like, what's that about? He wanted some kind of throat lozenge. And so he's sucking on a throat lozenge and bobbing his head like you do when you're like trying to do something fast.
Uh-huh.
So he's like, hmm, and he's like, you know.
So the whole whole concert stops while he sucks on a Sucrets?
Yes.
Good
yes.
God.
Because it was in between songs, and he was just about to start a song, and he's the lead singer on the song. So it was like, well, if I can't do it, and they're, I think everything is in order. They because they have the whole symphony and everything, they can't be just like, all right, let's do this song instead, where Roger sings. It's like, no, I have to, everything stops until I can do this. So he went on, and then somehow it's like his throat repaired itself, and you know, the rest of the show went on. But he said later, we're having a lot of technical difficulties, and I was sorry about that, but you guys are, you know, giving us so much love, and everybody's like clapping like, yay, it's okay, we just want to see you do well. And it was, but Roger's voice is still amazing. He can really still like belt and scream and everything like he used to. Like, oh my God.
You don't think that was enhanced by tapes? By tapes?
No, I really don't.
No background singers?
There were other guys in the band that were singing, but no, that was him.
Oh wow.
And you know, won't get fooled again. He has that amazing scream that everybody uses on their TV shows. And no, he did it, and that was all him.
Wow.
I was like, oh my God. Now, of course, things can't be perfect at a show with all those people there. There has to be some drunken douchebags behind me talking when they're, you know, when their ability to pay attention during the slower moments is taken by the need to say all kinds of bullshit to each other. So we had this talky little drunken group, and it wasn't just me. I turned around and told them, you know, I beg you to stop talking during the music. And the woman across the aisle from us took a different tact. Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up!
How'd that go over?
They shut the fuck up.
Really?
Yes, they did.
Wow.
And then later, Drunky the Clown up there started talking again, and it was going to be one of my favorite songs, and it starts off with this very quiet piano opening, and she started talking to the drunk guy in the row in front of her, you know, like, so that's always loud when people are talking across aisles. I turned around. I was so incensed because they had continued to pratter, like, lower, but they kept talking. I turned around and I said to her, if you talk through this song, I'm going to come up and slap you. I swear I will.
No, you won't. No, you won't.
I would have.
No, you would have gotten your ass kicked.
And she just shut her mouth.
Yeah, yeah, and then you would have been escorted out, and you still wouldn't have heard the song.
I know.
You weren't gonna hit. I'll tell you what. If you're suggesting violence in a place where people are drinking, you better be ready to bring violence.
Oh, I know. I was ready.
And what was Mr. Helix doing?
Oh, he was all riled up. Yes. When they were, he was like, "I'm ready to go up there," and I'm like, "No, no, 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 no," but when they were walking past us on the way out, because, you know, there's always a cluster when everybody tries to go at the same time, we were standing in the aisle, and they're right next to us, and he's talking all kinds of shit to them, and they are just facing forward.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Do they play squeeze box?
No.
Ah,
no.
Fuck, that's bullshit.
It was a lot of Tommy and Quadrophenia.
Yeah, I don't know any of the Who albums. I just know I like Squeeze Box.
Oh, sorry, you would have been disappointed because they didn't do that one.
What, they do My Generation?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, wait. You know what? I'm not sure that they did do My
Generation. Oh, fuck them. Ugh. Ugh.
They alluded to it. There's one part in a song in Quadrophenia that alludes to it. But they... I'm trying to remember if they did that or not. I don't think so. But as far as I was concerned, it was the songs that were chosen, it was fantastic.
I didn't think they would play Squeeze Box, but you know what? That's the one Who song I like.
The one Who song you like?
I mean,
really?
I don't dislike them, but they just don't stay on the radio. They don't stay on my radio.
Wow.
If I'm in an area where it's all staticky, and it's like My Generation, Rush Limbaugh, and Jesus Christ, I'm sticking with My Generation.
Yeah, I get you.
But
that's not really a huge monumental yay for them.
No, but I'm not. I mean, I don't dislike them. I just never really got into them. Like if the songs are on, it's fine. They just don't stay on the radio. I don't mind them. It's not like I'm not bored by them like I am like with Wynwood. I just for some reason never got into them, but they're cool.
Yeah. I was really, really a huge Who fan and Pete Townsend fan in particular for many years. And there's certain people in my life that knew me during that period or remember me as being like obsessed with him. So Wynwood style. So I love them, and I played their music over and over again. And I was really happy to hear some songs that you never hear because they had the symphony orchestra with them to do it. And there are during the two rock operas, Tommy and Quadrophenia, there were some symphonic passages. So that was great.
Rock opera. Such a stupid thing. Such a stupid thing.
Why?
Just call it like a theme album. That's cool. I'm not into opera, though, either. it's like a really long video.
It's not a long video. Although Tommy was a movie. And I think Quadrophenia was made into a movie as well.
No, Tommy's had legs. Tommy was like a Broadway show.
Tommy was everywhere.
Yeah. No, they made money with that. Gene Simmons would be proud.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, Pete Townsend isn't averse to making money.
No,
you know, not at all.
I was in a.
But it was.
I was in Kohl's yesterday. I was looking at the retro shirts that I was going to buy my daughter one. So I picked her up a Beetlejuice shirt. So there's this mother there, and she's like talking to her maybe 10-year-old daughter, and I just hear. No, you can't have an AC/DC shirt. You don't know what AC/DC is. You don't know who they are. You're just a poser. I just started laughing.
Wow.
Because I'm thinking my daughter thinks that Brian Johnson sounds like Elmo. And then she's like, and she's like, well, no, I don't see an MTV shirt in your size. You want an MTV shirt? She's like, the mother's going, I go, let me ask you a question. I go to the little girl. Do you know what the M in MTV stands for? She goes,
did you?
I did. I intervened as only I can.
Oh, no.
And the little girl did not. And the mother goes, no, you don't get a shirt.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
She goes, I don't even know what MTV is.
But I want a shirt.
I don't think I'm out of line by saying, do you know what the M in MTV is?
No, not at all.
I'm not asking a Jeopardy style question there.
No. I think that a lot of parents put their kids in T-shirts that they think are cool.
No, the kid wanted it. The kid wanted the stuff.
I I know that. But I'm saying this is the opposite. The kid wants the stuff and has no idea what they're looking at.
If my daughter had half a brain, she would raid my closet and she would have the coolest stuff to wear. Because my shit is all retro, except it's not new retro. It's fucking retro retro.
That's even better.
Exactly. My shit is authentic.
Yeah. So you saw how much they were charging at Aerosmith for actual retro T-shirts?
Nay. I have a T-shirt from 1987 Permanent Vacation Tour. Not that I went to that tour, but I bought the shirt. So you can't sell me on a fake retro shirt. I got the real thing. Sure, it's a little snug, but that's okay.
That's okay.
Wear a shirt over it. It's a shirt over a T-shirt type of shirt.
That's right. I have a number of those.
But I said to mom when they were like talking about the MTV shirt, I go, I just came from a Walmart. I go, they got them over there, so she can go there.
Oh, that's really funny that you mentioned that, because when I got sent home from work, I went over to Dunkin' Donuts on the way home so I could get like some bottled water and some Gatorade and stuff, and then I looked at the store next to the Dunkin' Donuts. There's this like tiny strip mall that is really sad. It's just so tiny, and I knew the store right next door was going to be closed soon because they get no business. But next to it is this little shop I've never seen before. I guess they're new, and in the window are all retro rock T-shirts.
Are they like from the originals or like new retro?
I can't tell, but it looked like they could have been.
Here's how I tell. Like, the ones from Kohl's and Target, like, they have really cool fronts, you know?
Right.
You know, like, I'll say tour, not like Zeppelin, like tour 1975, stuff like that. But there's right. nothing on the back.
Yep.
When we got the real stuff, there was something on the back, whether it was, like, a slogan or tour dates. There was something on the back of those shirts.
Right.
That's the real shit. I mean, that's what I'm rocking, kids.
You know, one of my friends in my high school who was, he was much older than his years, and he didn't like rock music, and he said that he knew what band was playing where to look at the back of my shirts in economics class.
Huh. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Go on.
I mostly wore those kind of shirts in high school.
Here's the thing. You've grown up. I have not. It's, you know, I got to start looking in the mirror and go, well, is this getting embarrassing?
Well, you know, I think everybody has their own style, and sometimes it's just, this is who I am. I see a lot of people who, I think, like, when I go to punk shows or shows in those kind of venues with Mr. Helix, I look at some people and I'm like, that is really a unique look. And I'm like, that isn't modern. But you know what? That's their, like, trademark, and they keep it forever. And it works for them.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't think I have that.
No.
I just think I'm becoming the old guy who's wearing wearing rock T-shirts.
Well, you know, it's always possible to step up your game and you know, wear more up-to-date stylish stuff. It's possible.
Well, I mean, I have some stuff like that, but not when I'm just hanging around.
Yeah, well, when you're just hanging around the house, what's the difference?
Yeah, but even when I go on stage, you'll see me in a rock shirt quite often.
Yeah.
I dress it up, though. I put on some, like, bracelets and necklaces and, you know, boots or an Aerosmith sneakers. Used to wear the cowboy hat. Haven't done that in quite some time.
Yeah, and Joe is very thankful.
All the more reason to bring it back.
Oh, no, what have I done?
Yeah, the cowboy hat was a good look.
I think it's dated now, to be honest.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because you're not a cowboy. And
I'm a rock cowboy.
Yeah, but see, that was a thing that they did more in the 80s and 90s. It's kind of...
No, this was from, like, 2000s.
Oh.
Yeah, Bret Michaels was always wearing that shit. He's not a cowboy. He's from Pennsylvania. He's from Western Pennsylvania. He's not a fucking cowboy. He's a coal miner or steel worker.
Well, you know what? That's his look. But you're not Bret Michaels, so that's not, that shouldn't really be your look.
Well, other people were wearing them too, though. They were very popular.
They, well, were.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I just, I don't really look at other people, but I know, listen, all I know is a lot of girls like them. I always got to ask, can I have your hat? Fuck no, you can't.
Back off.
Like, if I was looking to get laid, like, this was certainly an in. Yeah, but you'll have to earn it. You know, it could have been an in.
Oh, that could, yeah, that totally could have.
You know, because really what it would be is like prostitution for like $30. That's because really, that's what the hats were, like $30, $35, something like that.
Yeah, you could have had a good time with that. It's like, it's sort of like the pre your pregame, kind of like Derek Jeter used to give away his baskets to girls.
No,
who
he gave away baseballs.
Who slept with them?
He gave away signed baseballs.
Yeah, and if they were really good, they got a whole basket full.
Oh, well. All right, if they would really get good, I'd give them the skull band. Because that's really the thing that made the hat, was the band of skulls around the hat. That's really what made my has made my hat quite outstanding, if you will.
The band of skulls. Well, yeah, you know, you have to embellish if you're going to make it your own.
You know what? I might bring the cowboy hat back for some of the Instagram posts.
Okay.
Might do that.
All right.
Why not?
All right. Well, you know what? Then the public will weigh in.
There was a time I was wearing them. I would wear it with a bandana underneath too.
I know, but I don't understand that.
It was a look, because it was a rock look. I was wearing the boots and the shirt and everything. It became an outfit instead of me just wearing a rock shirt. It was an outfit. You understand?
Yeah, I do.
It brings it to another level.
Okay. Well, I understand that. I used to wear bandanas around my boots.
Around your boots?
Yeah.
Why?
Like a bandana wrapped around my boot.
No, I know what I know what those words mean, but I'm asking why. I like how you said it, and then you just reset it. No, like a bandana wrapped around my boot, as opposed to I used to wear a bandana wrapped around my boot. Yes, I got it, stupid. The question was not why. The question was not, can you describe it further, which you can't. The question was why.
I thought it was maybe the cell phone delay, but oh my God, you're so funny.
That's why I get paid the big bucks.
Sorry, I wasn't trying to talk to you like you're an idiot. I hate when people do that to me.
No, then you would have then you would have said the same words but slower.
That's true. That's true. That is maddening.
Yeah, I don't get a lot of that. People don't do that to me.
Oh, I get it every once in a while, and it's like, oh.
No, I don't get that. No, what you just pulled was one of the first times I've gotten what you just pulled.
You know, stupid, when a bandana's around a boat.
Oh, well, why don't you just say so?
But anyway, same as what you were saying. It's just, it was a look, you know.
See, I feel that was definitely more 80s.
Yes, it was. That's what I'm talking about.
All right. I used to wear a bandana all the time around my head. A do-rag, a bandana. I used to wear it all the time. It's good, though. Keeps the sweat out of your eyes.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah. And, you know, when I'm working in these warm places, it's good. Because, you know, sometimes you work up sweat.
Especially when you're under the lights.
Yeah.
Like, people don't realize how warm it is up there.
Of course, to be honest, the bandana and the hat made it warmer.
Yeah.
Cause
I'm
no,
sure.
It doesn't breathe. But whatever. It was a look. I still have it down here. I might bring it back for an Instagram story. We'll see. Maybe I'll bring it. Maybe I'll bring it back for tomorrow, for the next one we did, since we're talking about it. The infamous cowboy hat. Maybe I'll do that. We'll see.
All right. We'll see.
Anything else?
Nothing about the concert, except that I was a little frightened by myself now stepping to issuing threats of violence. I that just came out of my mouth without me thinking about it.
Yeah, I think your mouth is writing checks your ass can't cash.
Oh, I could have taken that bitch down.
Well, how big was she?
She was a little bit smaller than me.
How tall was she?
Not much taller than me.
How young was she?
She could have been in her 20s.
Oh, you would fucking die.
She was totally drunk.
Oh, I see. So you want to attack the inebriated, I see.
Well, you know, it's a. I wasn't trying to make friends if she was running her mouth during all the like precious moments of the concert.
But she could have had some of that beer strength.
You know, the anger, crazy person strength matches beer strength.
No, I don't think you got a shot. Nah, I don't know. I'm sorry. And she was a level above you?
Two levels above me.
Yeah, first of all, you're winded by the time you get to her.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you don't have a shot. If you would have told me she was older than you, like, all right, maybe. She's more than half your age. Yeah, you don't have a shot. Not a shot. I would be going after a 23-year-old my size. No.
Well, no, but I it was kind of, I have to shut you up immediately because you're going to keep talking.
Yeah, but then you could get knocked out and carted away, and then you don't get to hear the rest of the concert.
It was a long to the concert. It was a tactical strike. It was a tactical strike. There were like two more songs to go.
Yeah, don't suggest it.
No, I won't be saying that thing again. But I still will be telling people to shut the fuck up.
You're going to get a bottle of the temple one of these days. You're an instigator.
No. Actually, people screaming in my ear are instigating.
Yeah, but they don't see it that way.
I know they don't.
They already do not have boundaries. You're going to get laid out. You're going to get laid out. That's what's going to happen. You're not a spring chicken. Yeah, a sneeze fucking takes you down. And I don't mean knocks you over. I mean it makes you ill. So you are not in fighting shape.
No, perhaps not.
You were just coming off heart surgery. Please. Stay seated.
They don't know that.
Yes, but your heart does. Your pacemaker will be going, really? Really? We're doing this? Really?
We're doing this?
And we've established as long as you got life insurance, Mr. Helix isn't really that invested in your well-being. You're going to die.
Yes, we all will.
No, but you're going to die at a concert, either due to heat or because your mouth cashed a check that your ass can't cash.
Well, now it's going cooler. I think it's probably going, most likely my downfall will be other people, not the heat.
Yeah, there is no safe season for you when it comes to concerts.
No.
And Mr. Helix might want to go to a concert in Australia where summer's coming. That might be nice.
Hey, honey, you want to take a trip to Australia? Oh, he is trying to kill me.
Men at Work have just reformed. We must go. Let's go.
I know. It's never beyond the pale.
No. You're going to die.
So tell me what's going on with you.
Well, first I will start with a you stink.
You stink.
Yes, indeed. All right. So this goes out to the police. By the Woodbury Commons, which is the outlet mall by here. You know the Woodbury Commons.
I sure do.
So I need a new pair of sneakers. For years I've been wearing Nike running shoes. And, you know, I'm doing all this working out. And what happens is my feet, they get really tired and painful before my heart does. So I have to stop because my feet hurt.
Right. So that's a shoe issue.
Yes. And I've had it for years. I'm just like, enough. I got to get something with some support, so I'll go get some cross trainers.
Right.
So I want to go to the Nike has a big store at the outlet mall, so I figure out I'll go there. So you get all, when they have these big holiday weekends and we have Labor Day here, they always get the cops involved to handle what traffic lights are very capable of doing.
Yeah.
Which I guess they're there to help, although very, very often I find them not to be of the helping. So anyway, so you get off the exit, and it's right off a main highway. So
it's
you get
the
off
worst
the
exit ever.
Yeah. So you go to make a left to get to the outlet mall. There's a left-hand arrow. So I'm sitting there for two left-hand green turns, but the cops are giving us the stop, so we can't go.
Well, why?
I don't know. I wasn't in their head, stupid. So it's just building. So it gets fucking frustrating. So minutes are passing by, and it's building and everything. So that's probably like five, seven minutes, whatever you're sitting there, which is a long time to be sitting at a light.
Yeah.
So then, after this, they decide to stop grinding traffic, and they each, there's two of them, they each get into their individual squad car to fucking sit and watch traffic. All right, I guess.
What?
Yeah, so I will say, all right, I guess they need a coffee break, or the lights are going to take over, because it's, I don't know. So we're sitting there, and we never get a left-handed green arrow.
Oh, my God.
So this is, so now it's just building and building. Now it's backing up onto the major highway. Horns are blaring. Meanwhile, cops are fucking sitting there watching this shit. The shit they caused, they're now watching.
Wow.
And like people honking, like, why? And you can't. And here's the thing: you can't make that illegal left-hand turn. First of all, it's very hard to do because it's very busy. Second of all, you got two fucking cops right there. You're gonna get a ticket. I mean, I guess you could go to court, go, Your Honor, the cops screwed it all up. But that still doesn't really take away you disobeying.
Right.
So this.
Right. Oh, they'll jump into action because you made that left, but they won't help with the clusterfuck they started.
So this goes on for like another 10 minutes. Them just sitting there. Just so, like, I'm at this light, like, 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Finally, after 10 minutes of that, they decide to get out, and they start moseying on over. They hear the horns. They heard horns, but they're still not acting. No, they don't have the compulsion to go, huh, I wonder what's that about. Did I do that? There's nothing. They're just fucking sitting there doing nothing. So, finally, after about 10 minutes or so, they get out, and as they start to work, get out, the light finally turns green. Now, I haven't seen... It's crazy. So, the cops... And by Woodbury Common Sting. And you know how there was the whole Nike boycott over Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I waited online probably a half an hour just to get into the Nike store.
Oh, my God. So that boycott's really working out.
Right. I posted it on Instagram and my Facebook page, so you can follow me at Davin Comedy on Instagram. I posted there because it's really, yeah. It's like, oh, you're boycotting. Listen, Nike's going to be fine. And they always have long lines. So I couldn't so after all that, I couldn't find what I wanted at Nike. So I went to the Reebok store. I haven't worn Reeboks in years. Went to the Reebok store. First of all, no line there.
Oh, boy.
No line at the Puma store. So.
But that's silly. I mean, you have perfectly good product. And because everybody's like, oh, this is the one that's in. But nobody else is lining up for the other good products. Stupid humans.
I don't know. People just like what Nike has. Remember, they just like, I guess, you know, it's fine. Listen, I've been wearing Nike sneakers for years. I like the sneaker. They last. I used to get Reeboks. Right. They didn't last. The Nikes last. I like the product, but I'll have to look someplace else. But it's just interesting. It's like, yeah, that boycott is not working at all.
Oh, no, to your point, no, that's I think that's completely over. People realize that was, they couldn't sustain that. But if you're making those choices based on the product itself and its durability, you know, that's fine. I'm just saying that people are such label whores these days that it's like things that are perfectly fine get, you know, a nose up in the air because, oh, it doesn't have the right name on it. It's
yeah,
like,
but that's always been that way. I was like that as a kid. I mean, I didn't have name brand shit, but I wanted it.
Oh, yeah, I know. Kids wanted, you know, special name brand things or, oh, that's the one that's special. And, I get it, though, because in Cosmopolitan, they used to have this feature where they'd show a designer outfit, and then they go, this is where you could get something comparable, cheaper at these other places. And, you know, the colors would be just off enough that they're not as sophisticated as the designer, or you could see that there was a slightly cheaper look. Like, I mean, as far as, like, style-wise of what they were supposing. And it's like, yeah, you can wear the knockdown, especially if you're on a budget. That's how you live. But you could tell the difference. You know, I was like, you couldn't get a little bit closer to the designer look, just a little?
I'll tell you another thing. I was in Walmart, like I said, the other day. And, you know, when I was a kid, Levi's was a good brand to get. Levi's Strauss jeans.
Yeah.
I saw Levi's. Walmart was selling Levi's. I go, ha! Well, I guess this goes down a notch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, not that they're a bad product. It's just that they don't have, you know, the name.
I guess they're going to go the way of Jordache.
Jordache. There's something. Yeah.
So a foreigner irritated me. And I felt empathetic to the president. Listen, I posted this too. I go, if the president would make his anti-immigration speeches at like an outlet mall on a holiday weekend, I might be with him.
Oh my God. Oh God.
You know, I might go, you know what? That guy's got a point. No, shut up. Listen to the man. He raises some issues, but he doesn't do that. But,
well, you know, going to that particular outlet mall, because it's in the outskirts of New York, seems to be a pastime for people. Like, that is a draw for tourists.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a tourist attraction. You get people from all over the world. The one that annoyed me the president would like, because it was a blonde European lady. I don't know if it was Eastern Europe or Western Europe, although I will say she was ogre-like, at least in my mind, so the president might not like her. But she was not attractive, which further irritated me. I readily admit that. If you're going to irritate me and you're not attractive, I really have no use for you. Your next step could be the killing fields, and I'd be fine.
Wow.
I'm very shallow. Really? I'm very shallow.
Oh, but not only that, but diabolical, the killing fields.
But that we knew.
Oh my God!
But this is what this is what she did that irritated me, and I think I will win you over.
Okay.
So first of all, she's talking in a foreign language on the phone, which whatever, you can do that. It's just inconsiderate to me, but that's really not a crime.
Why is it inconsiderate to you?
I can't eavesdrop.
Point taken.
Yeah, but here's the thing that annoys me, and then it gets taken up to another level. She's smoking, and it's blowing towards me. And Europeans have a different idea about cigarettes at this point than we do in this country. Because, like, in this country, we moved on to we want to get our illnesses from vaping now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm like, you fucking filthy animal. We don't do that anymore. Even though you can, it's an outside mall. You most certainly can. I'm just like, I'm behind you, and I fucking hate you. Which you're probably still not sympathetic to me towards, because, you know, it wasn't that long ago you were one of those filthy animal smokers.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? I had rules, like a lot of rules, so I could try to stay away from people.
I think you should keep those.
I was only filthy by myself.
Yeah, you should keep those rules for everybody's sake. But here is where I win you over, I think, to the killing fields. So there is a place where you can discard your used cigarettes. I don't know what they call them, but you know they're like tall and like thin and cylindrical. I think that's the word.
Cylindrical. They're just like big ashtrays.
Yeah. So there's one right in front of her, so she could discard her cigarette. Nay, nay. She throws it into the pile of flowers.
No.
Yep.
No, you fucking animal.
Say, I've won you over, killing fields.
That's so irritating.
Yes!
Right next to you.
Right there. And now here is where I should have channeled my inner Helix. I'm like, should I say something? I really should say something. I fucking pushed it out. I didn't say anything. And I could have taken her.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you're just like, you see the moment, but you just don't, like, you're just like weighing and measuring, is it even worth it? Because this person is not going to take in the message. I'm just going to make myself mad.
Yeah, but at least then I would have felt like I was doing something.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, what are you going to do? Pick that up.
Yeah, well, I could have been like, you know, there's a place to discard your cigarette right in front of you.
Yeah. Yeah. And she wasn't going to pick it up. There was still going to be a cigarette in the flowers.
But at least we would have known I tried.
Right. I know. I saw a guy. I was coming out of physical therapy, and I saw a guy walk away from the pizza joint next door, and he had some bags or, you know, wrappings from food in his hand. And I saw him go just fling them over this, like, it wasn't even a shrub. It was like a tall bunch of flowers. He fling them over them where they landed on the grass. You know, it's not like, what are you doing? Hiding them? Like, what? I could still see where you just flung that on the ground. I can't understand this. I can't.
Well, I mean, cigarette smokers are really just a bunch of filthy animals. They'll be driving, they'll throw it out the window, it smashes your car in the windshield.
Yep.
They are I mean, we might be at the point, and it's not in the Constitution, so you could outlaw it. We might be at the point where we should outlaw cigarettes for everyone. We might be there.
Well, you know what? I think that, you know, it's a good thing that everybody quit, and but I still think that it's your option to kill yourself that way if you want.
Not if we have to pay you because you don't have insurance and you show up at the emergency room.
Yeah, but, you know, there's a lot of, I mean, I know it's a major killer, but there, you know, drinking and all is also a major killer.
Yeah, but there's no secondhand, there's no secondhand buzz.
No, no.
If you're getting shit faced, I don't get anything by being with you. Like, my liver doesn't get any worse by you drinking next to me.
Well, you know, but there's drunk driver, there's, you know, asshole behavior, there's stuff like that.
Yes.
There are secondary, unfortunate, you know, things that happen from people drinking.
Well, I guess then maybe we just need to relegate it all to do it in your house. You could smoke, you could drink, you could do it all in your house. Just don't go out, just don't leave your property.
Yeah, yeah. Can you imagine?
That's where we need to go. Enough. Had enough of these animals. Straight edge.
Well, no, straight edge.
That's how I live.
Well, you know, but that's not for everybody. And you know, we could argue back and forth endlessly about whether they should be able to do that. But people have been drinking and smoking things since the beginning of time.
Yeah, yeah. They also slept with their sister. What's your fucking point? You know.
Well, that's not cool.
Since the beginning of time, men were fucking goats. We frown on that. I mean, let's not go to the beginning of time. We you know, men were making idols out of rocks and thinking that was gods since the beginning of time. All right, you know, relax. People were sacrificing animals thinking that their space deity would grant them favor if they killed that goat. So let's not go to the beginning of time. I already fixed heaven last week. Do I have to fix humanity throughout the beginning of time? I'll do that too.
I don't back up, because it's always been done, you know, they should always do it. I'm saying that that is the argument that a lot of people put forth.
Yeah, but people are idiots.
I know.
Yes, and I don't cotton to idiots.
No, I know. Nor do I. I am not really happy with idiots or people who are really so socially boorish that they ruin other people's, you know, time, whether it's by yapping through a performance or if it's smoking so the smoke is blowing in your face.
Yeah.
And then littering. I mean, I think that the niceties or the courtesies, the just being civil has gone by the wayside.
No, people don't have those, so it's time to put me in charge and fucking force it upon you. You had your chance. You ruined it.
Right. Well, you know, I think that there is a scary bit of totalitarian in you, but you do measure it with, well, wait a minute now, is that really something I want to be doing?
You know what, though? American likes a little bit of measure of totalitarian. As long as it lines up with what they think, America's just fine with it. So, trust me, I'm in step with plenty of people in this country.
Apparently, because we do have a totalitarian regime.
Well, I don't know if that's true. He might have totalitarian tendencies, but he can't do whatever he wants. We don't have a totalitarian regime. Now, when I get in charge, we most certainly will.
Yeah, great, great, and I'm really happy to be the one supporting you at this point in your career, Generalissimo.
You're my Ivanka.
Oh God! Well, wait a minute. I'm not that dense.
No, but we're very fond of each other, and we get each other, and there's some uncomfortable sexual tension. You're my Ivanka.
Okay, Daddy.
See? We're fine. Oh, I'll make you part of the administration. Once you're part of the administration, you can disappear. It's just getting me to that point.
Getting the woman vote.
Exactly. Exactly. Because you can speak to them until you stop speaking. That's what you can do, Ivanka Helix.
Oh, man. That's, God, this is very much The Handmaid's Tale, isn't it?
Now you don't got to dress like that.
No, I just mean the way the wife was side by side with her husband, putting together all the propaganda and everything to get to put together the coup that they were taking on. And then once the coup happened, she realized she had no voice. It was
now,
like,
here's why she did that. I don't want to get into the Handmaid's Tale. Because she wanted a fucking kid. That's the only reason she did all that shit. It was purely selfish. She decided to sell out the whole country and womanhood so she could get a kid. That's what that was about.
Yep.
So the hottest chick in the movie, in the show, is a twat. A selfish twat. How do you like them apples?
Well, I don't know if it's because she's the hottest one, but I think it's just because
she's the hottest one. Even with nine fingers, she's the hottest one.
Really?
Yeah, you don't think Serena's the hottest one?
I'm trying to think about the other characters, and I mean, a lot of these women are not portrayed at their best because they're, you know, in the colonies digging coal and such.
They should.
Oh God! Don't you start with.
Actually, I don't think it's coal. No. I feel like it's like radioactive stuff. I feel like that's what they're digging.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
it's radioactive. Yeah. So that's why they're dropping like flies.
Yeah.
I don't understand what the point of them, what they're doing. They're
slow death.
Now
that now it was in three seasons, they haven't explained it yet. But why should they? They'll make a fourth season.
They will.
Exactly.
And I'm happy.
But yeah, like one of the most powerful women in the whole thing was just a selfish twat. That's what that was.
Oh, yeah. But that's not indicative of the whole world, but that's what indicative of that world. That's how that world started. So, I mean, I'm just saying, beware, you know, you start something because you think, oh, I know how to do it better, and then it devolves into this terrible world. This nightmare scape for
everybody. Oh, no, I'm not saying I know how to do it better. I know how to do it better to suit my needs.
Ah, all right. So it would be all about you. Well, we've already have one of those.
We've had many of those.
Yeah, we have.
So? What shot? Got nothing to look. Well, as number 45 said to the African-American community, what do you have to lose?
Oh, my God.
So?
Yeah, I forget some of those quotes because there's so many.
Well, I am saying this to our society. What do you have to lose besides your right to smoke in public?
Well, yeah. I think that a lot of people, I mean, it would be good if people could completely stop smoking, like everyone could stop smoking because it's bad for them, and they've been sold a bill of goods by the tobacco industry for many, many decades. And it would be a great thing for the whole country, you know, health wise, and just money wise, and you know, the health industry would not have to take care of all these people who've developed, you know, cancers because of this terrible habit. I mean, I agree. I was one of the filthy animals up until recently, and what actually got me to quit was being really angry at the tobacco industry for getting me hooked on something.
All right. So there's that. So until I take over the world, we can mull over this.
Okay.
So my daughter had her bat mitzvah this weekend, this Sunday.
How did that go?
I will tell you about it.
Okay.
She didn't want one of these big parties where, you know, with a couple hundred people are invited and she doesn't know them. She didn't want that, so we kept it small, even limited the amount of family invited. So you can thank my daughter for you not being invited.
Oh, thank her.
Because you would have been otherwise. You and Joe would have been otherwise.
Oh.
And then she goes afterwards, well, you could have invited Joe and Pippa, well, and because I know them. Like, yeah, but you wanted to keep it small.
So. Man.
But so, yeah, that's why you guys were not invited. So we kept it small. We got it catered from a place that would have a lot of her favorite foods. It had to be kosher because it was in a temple. So she got her mozzarella sticks, mac and cheese, pizza, plenty of other foods, too. It wasn't just all that crap. Plenty of other food, too. They provided cookies, Ruggles for dessert. But my wife wanted a cake, and it had to be kosher. So I went with my daughter last Sunday to BJ's because they actually have some pretty good cakes. But the head baker was not there. But we had questions. We had questions about like what the options were as far as colors of icing and flavors, that type of thing. So yeah. They give you a sheet where you could fill out some things, and they give you examples of colors of icing, and it says, etc. So I said to the guy who was in charge that day, I said, I would like to know what the etc. is. He says it says right here. I go, no, it lists blue, green, pink, and then etc. I want to know what etc. is.
Yeah, what else you got?
I don't know. So he's not the normal guy in charge. She was out that
right.
day. I guess he's in charge for the week. This guy shouldn't be in charge of tying his shoes. So the girl who just started that day had to explain to this idiot what et cetera meant.
No.
Yes. She understood what I was asking about. What I was asking made perfect sense to the new girl. The guy who's running the bakery that day, not so much.
Oh, God. Ugh. I hate when people are that stupid.
Uh-huh. Well, welcome to America.
I know.
So then, instead of, like, giving me a list of colors, you know,
right.
go, oh, the magenta, and, so they go, oh, you can have it pretty much any color you want. I go, yeah, what about burnt sienna? It's a color.
You didn't.
I most certainly did. I was getting fed up, Pip. I was getting fed up.
I know how that goes. Uh-oh.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. So they don't tell me the colors. The guy brings out, like, this huge, like, tub of various icing squeezy things with different colors.
Yeah.
So I could actually, like, sift through.
They don't have a color chart, maybe?
Clearly not.
Oh, God.
So then another woman from BJ's is there, and she goes, well, the head baker's excellent, and she'll be in on such and such day. I go, you know what? Let's do that. Because I'm not going to order a cake with this moron.
No. And you know how, like, I mean, they have these cake racks online of, you know, people who have no common sense, and you tell them something, and they actually write it on the cake. So you don't want any of that nonsense.
No. So I decided to come back another day, the day when the head baker is supposed to be there with the wife and the daughter. So we go in, and the head baker's not there. The other guy's there, but the head baker's not there. I'm like, you know what? We're just like, you know what? This is not working.
Right.
So then we decide to get it from Butterflake. You know Butterflake, right?
Yes, I do. Good stuff.
Eh.
Really?
We'll get there.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
That's my go-to for Shivacol.
Well, you might have to rethink it, my dear.
Oh, no.
Yep. So the wife goes down there, which is it's a far drive, but she had to be in the area anyway. But she goes down there, and they have like a really nice Torah cake. But the bar bat mitzvah is when the child becoming an adult reads out of the Torah, so it's a Torah cake.
Right.
So she shows the picture to my daughter. Daughter loves it. They're cool. It's an expensive cake. It's like $125, $150 cake. It would have been $40 or $50 at BJ's.
Wow.
Yeah. But we're like, all right, you know what? We'll get the cake. The only change my wife wants is she doesn't want the prayer on there. Okay.
Okay.
It's the only change she wants. My dad's going to pick up the cake on Sunday morning and bring it up to us because they're coming up for the bat mitzvah. And they live by Butterflake.
Right.
So he's going to pick it up. So he picks it up. We bring it in. We open up the cake. It is not what it was supposed to be.
Oh, no.
Not even close. If you were here, I would show you the pictures. Not even close. They were supposed to be like designs on. They screwed up the whole Torah thing. They were supposed. They were supposed to be designs on the side. No designs. They like alternated between uppercase and lowercase letters for her name.
What?
They could barely fit her name in. There was a big glob of icing on Mazel Tov, and they spelled my daughter's middle name wrong. Which is Autumn.
No.
Autumn. It's a fucking season.
Oh, my God. It's a season.
It's a goddamn season.
That's a real word.
Yes.
Oh, man.
And they got the colors of the icing wrong, but not the colors that were in the picture that we agreed to. So on the way up, my wife calls my sister-in-law, and she has to run to ShopRite to get, like, an icing thing so we can write in the N. So
that's
my,
crazy.
So my wife, this is like ruining my whole wife's existence. She's miserable. She's pissed off. My daughter don't give a shit, you know. But my wife cares. Yeah. You know, we could have had lovely pictures with the cake, this, that, that. I'm like, you know, we still have pictures. Relax. We have plenty of lovely pictures. The cake was okay. But, you know, we gotta let them know that this is unacceptable.
Yeah.
So she goes down with her mother yesterday. Well, she asked if I wanted to go down. I go, no, I'm not going down just to argue about a cake. You're going down because you have to drop your mom off and you got some other stuff
right to
do. I'm not going down just to argue about a cake. If you want me to talk to them, I'll be happy to do that. But I'm not going down just to argue about a cake.
Right.
So she goes in there and they're like, oh, you have to talk to Richie, the owner, the reason it's different was because the baker said that there wasn't enough time for the fondant to set, so they had to change something. Hey, you know what? If there's a change of plans, that's when you contact us. And I go, listen,
right,
there's not enough time to do this. Here are our options. What would you like to do? Like, you present us with options.
I would like you to spell things correctly.
Exactly. You can't make that. You can't, you know, there's no excuse for that. And the sloppy writing, and, you know, there's just no excuse for it. And then to charge us full price for the cake.
Ridiculous.
So that my wife writes an angry email to them. Angry, angry. They have a very aggressive tone with them.
Oh boy.
So I'm searching online and apparently they got some type of reputation for this.
Really?
There was one person, it might have been from 2017, same owners though, where she was very specific. You know, the kid who's the party was for is allergic to chocolate, can't be any chocolate. No, they're like, oh, how about this type of chocolate? No chocolate. No chocolate. Can't have any chocolate. The kid's allergic, it's for him, no chocolate. Chocolate.
No.
Yep.
Oh my God!
And the owner doesn't take any responsibility. You know, there's no customer is right. So we are probably at the whole exercise for writing the email was just documentation, because now the next step is call the credit card and put a stop payment on it.
Oh yeah.
Because there's no way we should pay like $125, $150 cake for something. Quite frankly, you could have made, Pip.
Well, yeah.
I mean, ugh. Now this cake didn't make anybody ill. No shock jocks were sidelined with this cake. But
well, thank goodness for that.
Hey, Joe.
Hi.
So there was that whole cake debacle.
$125 for a cake?
It might have been $150. I had had to feed 50 people.
Oh, okay. Oh, you had the
bar mitzvah.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. Oh, good. Good. Good.
Well, not the cake story. The cake story wasn't good.
Not good.
So as for the bat mitzvah itself, my daughter's stressed, but was stressed like leading up to it, as you would imagine. It's nerve-wracking. You know, most people don't want to speak in front of people, let alone a foreign language. But she's got to give a speech, and she's got to read from the Torah, which is the Bible in Hebrew and everything. It's very nerve-wracking. But my daughter's kind of like me. She's kind of like a stone-cold killer. Like, people, I don't think people can really tell when I'm nervous or anything. I'm just kind of like stone-faced. I'm in my own head. And,
right.
You know, you don't see me like biting nails. I might walk around a little bit. But, you know, but my daughter's like was kind of like a stone-faced killer, which is cool, but should be concerning to society.
I'm worried.
Should be happy we do not have any firearms in the house, Joe.
Nah, that's funny.
So after the reading of the Torah, you could just tell how much more relaxed she was.
Yeah, because that's rough to get through.
Yeah.
You got to read in Hebrew, you know, and it's like kind of rough.
And she gave a speech in English.
Right.
She gave a speech about the community service she did, what she was going to the animal shelter and assimilating cats and kittens, and going to a soup kitchen and helping feed the homeless.
Mm.
So she was doing that. So she had to talk about that and how it tied into what she learned from the Torah. So now I gave a speech. You know, I had to speak for my daughter at the thing and everything.
Oh, why do you have to give a speech?
Who wants
to hear from you?
Thousands of people at a time, you fucking moron. People listening to this right now. This vehicle where you fucking mosey in whenever you want.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Joey copter's in the shop.
The Joey...
I really never said how much I love working through lunch, doing prep, jumping in a car, sitting in traffic for 2.5 hours for no pay. You know,
well, you just did. Glad we got that on record. But you ask who wants to listen to? Presumably, people who are listening to this stupid. We don't have the Curry Copter podcast. Nobody's rushing over to your house to do something. We saw that the Joey podcast involved costume changes.
Might happen again too.
Okay. Oh, you could do a podcast?
Maybe. We'll see.
How, you don't even have time for this.
We'll see. I didn't say, well, no, I'm doing it. I know
how that's
going
to go over with Joe's girl when that cuts into her time.
Well, that's one of the considerations in there.
Where do
obviously,
you have time?
I don't know. It's not an option. It's an idea. They have it set up for video at Governor's. I might do it, but the
where do you have time?
But that's the problem. I'm not arguing about
We're
it.
We're talking about cutting back this show because we don't have time.
I'm not even, you know, well, I'll make the time. I don't know if there's any nip
yeah, but
of
I
talking.
I don't even know why you're
time.
Entertaining it. You're like, just, what, three bands, four bands?
I understand that.
I mean, thank goodness your comedy's taking a downturn.
It
does free up your weekends.
Yeah, well, it looks like you and I are playing checkers, stupid, because...
Yeah, but I'm not saying let me do another podcast.
I said maybe. I
yes,
said
who is
maybe.
This going to be with?
I don't know.
Oh, shit. You the lead again?
I don't know.
Dick Eldorado rides again.
I was thinking about it.
I cannot imagine Joe's girl.
I am not saying. Well, what's the Dick Eldorado show start? I'm not saying that for the simple thing that you just told me. Where you going to schedule it? I'll be fucked if I know. And who knows if I have the time? I don't know.
You know, just because somebody allows you to do a podcast, which is a questionable decision to begin with, but just because somebody allows you does not mean you have to.
I know that.
I don't think you
this
do.
Is, no, I do because I am not insisting I am doing this. I'm entertaining. It's like saying, well, you know what? Yeah, maybe I'll get together with Chris Wider, my old guitar player in Race Odyssey, and maybe write a couple of tunes. That would be great to write some tunes. There's no time. I would love to do that.
You don't even do it. You don't even participate in the writing for the pilot about you, stupid. It's your goddamn story. Me and Chip are doing the vast majority of the writing. Where do you have time?
Do you know why you do the vast majority of the writing?
Because we're damn good at it.
Well, you do the vast majority of the writing because if I did it, it would be too much.
Also, you're never around.
Because I live on Long Island.
And you have a lot of other shit going on in the weekends.
I understand
that. So where do you have the time?
I said I would like to entertain that.
Well, let's call Platsky. Maybe we could free up your weekday.
But I didn't say I was doing it. I said I would like to do it, but you answered the question. Where am I going to have the time? I don't know. And there's no even nipping and tucking to make the time. As the way shit is going with Joanne and I might have to get a second job because they're telling me that Joanne is getting on some financial straits and might have to apply for some programs. And
no, she wouldn't want that. She wouldn't want that. She's strict Republican. She does not like the safety net.
I hope she feels that way. She was asking to get a copy of our wedding license. I don't know where it is.
It's probably the official license.
I don't know. Probably. But there's a possibility that if she goes on some social programs, the county of Suffolk is going to ask me to kick in for it.
Are they
going to
garnish your wages?
I don't know. But I'm going to tell. But I'm going to go to court or something like that. I have no money.
You know whose fault this is? This is the goddamn grape and lettuce fucking pickers taking her jobs. That's what's going on.
She can join them.
No, Joanne applied for picking lettuce. She clearly did not want to do.
She also applied for picking pockets because she surely got my money.
She's picking your pocket.
So let me tell you something. If it turns out if the county of Suffolk goes tough shit, stupid, I'm not doing a radio show. I'm not playing in a band, and I'm not doing stand up. What I am doing is picking fence fitting orders and working at the gate shop at Eastern Fence.
So you're saying
is
we
night
have to,
shift.
So what you're saying is we have to root for Joanne in this scenario. That's a very uncomfortable.
Yeah, no Dick Eldorado show either.
You know what? Suddenly I feel like Joanne's my kindred spirit.
In many ways, she is.
Well, she just
bent on my destruction, yells at me.
I'll just finish the job. But I thought I was. But Joanne's like, I'll handle. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
I don't understand how it's your responsibility. Are you divorced yet?
The divorce papers have been filed. However, the mediation agreement follows the divorce agreement. And it does say, in the, I read the paperwork. It does say that under no conditions, ordinary or extraordinary, are either party accountable for their financial well-being and so on and so forth. And it goes on to name that. And the mediator goes, no, Suffolk County doesn't care. Well, you know, so... I'll cross that bridge. Nothing has been said. Joe's girl asked me, made a great suggestion and say to call the mediator and just double check. So I write him and he goes, yeah, give me a call. It gets complicated. So I gave him a call.
What the hell's the purpose of a fucking mediation agreement if it doesn't hold up because, where you live?
Well, he goes, well, it's good for all debts, credit card debts, loans and all that. He goes, but Suffolk County could care less. He goes, look, he goes, because they're hard on cash, they instituted this law about 15 years ago. He goes, in my experience doing this, I've only seen it happen once. And I go, well, I hope you don't see it twice. You know?
Yeah, but tell me more about that podcast you'll be doing.
You ain't doing shit. Probably not.
You ain't doing shit.
I'm probably not. I'm not arguing with you that I am.
Because I mean, if you got that type of free time, I can find shit for you to do.
I understand. I just said I would entertain that because they have the video element now, and I was just entertaining it. But it's just like you got to, you know, you always talk about like it's an idea. I got an idea. Is it feasible? No, actually, it's not. I'd like to do it. But it's not feasible.
Banging a 20-year-old from the Philippines is a fucking idea. It doesn't mean I'm going to do it.
I understand that because it's not feasible.
Correct.
All right. I'm not saying that this was. I was just saying I'd like, you know, but it's not. I'm not leaving. I'm not, you know, I'm just saying.
If you would like to practice, I am happy to give you a week to plan the show. If you want to spread your wings, please plan the show.
Because you see all the shows that are being done. As a matter of fact, I'd like to do our show there. Do an hour down there, an hour, maybe an hour and a half, just, you know, just for a goof, you know, just do a one-off.
A goof.
You know, I can highly assure you, it's going to be a more pleasurable situation when we tried it the first time. Yeah,
that was not on me.
I didn't say it was a little bit that the way that went.
The guy was 3 hours late to our own fucking meeting.
But all right, but that it was even. I mean that day of the show, that was actually on me. Because I was going through a whole lot at the time, and I wasn't really in my right mind, and so a lot of it on that day was me, but you know, that was 5 years ago.
Listen, if you want to do a one-off on something, yeah, I might go down there, but we're not doing another show from there. I mean,
maybe just a one-off.
If we do a one-off, but I mean, we don't have time to do two shows a week.
I know. Like I said, once again, with that studio there, it's just an idea. Maybe I'll do a Dick Eldorado show. Maybe I'll do a Davin's Den down there.
Can we all wear costumes for the Dick Eldorado show? We were talking about my cowboy hat earlier.
You might. But like I said, it's just an idea. And like you said, you answered the question. I don't have time, you know, but it was just one of those things. Do I have time to write a song this week? No, I don't have time. You know, but like, you know what? If the opportunity arises.
The next thing on your list out of all your many projects that you have time for, help me and Chip write your fucking story. That's it.
When are you getting together and writing?
We just assume.
You guys write during the day.
I understand.
Oh, we're getting together. But I can't take the time off.
Because you can't make weekends either.
I can't do this weekend. But
you can't ever do anything. You're busy.
But you never offered it.
Because you're never around. It's just quicker for me and Chip to crank it out and show it to you. And I'm not blaming you that you're not around. I'm not angry. You're just not around. So we say, well, I'll do this. It's more as you should.
Then let me know the next time.
It's more than just showing up and turning on the cameras and doing an hour.
I understand.
If you don't want it to be a shit show.
I understand that.
I mean, you could do what all these people are doing and turn on the camera and talk about nothing. You could talk about our Sunday Night Spectacular Showcase show at Governor's that we just did. Sure, you could do that for an hour. That'll be riveting.
You're trying to talk me out of something.
I'm not trying to talk you out of anything.
But you are. But I'm. You're not. There's nothing there to talk me out of. It was just an idea. I'd like to go hang gliding one day.
I'd like you to do that too.
That's not feasible.
How about hot air ballooning? I have.
Believe me, we won't need the fire. We'll just have you talking to it, and there's enough hot air there to float that fucking thing to Timbuktu.
Mm. So long to get that out. Just died.
She's laughing. Shut your face.
No, she's not. She's ill.
Yeah. You said that you go heard that you wanted him to jump out of a plane without a parachute. Isn't that what you said?
Yeah.
I didn't say it. It's understood.
But you got to admit, yeah. I just threw out an idea. But, and you're like, oh, you can't? Well, no, probably not. I just threw out an idea.
If you want us to do a show there, first of all, if we were to do something even, say, once a month, I would have to understand what the potential for growth was. If there was actually something there. So that where I just go, all right, once a month, we'll go down, we'll do a fucking show, blah, blah, blah. But there would have to be growth potential. Just to have the cameras on us, I could do that here, and we decided against it because we didn't like it. We had the capability.
Well, the reason I'm saying that is that we have there's a video outlet there, so once in a blue moon we do a video show. And once a month, a video
what,
show.
We don't what, have on a Tuesday? I mean, if we could get a
Wednesday,
Tuesday.
For, I mean,
the problem is, quite honestly, is this computer, like, to take this on the road, because the...
they don't like leaving the house.
No, they've been plugged in the whole time. But if you got Sam Broadcaster and on your laptop, if you got
yeah, and you gotta understand something. This wasn't, was it 6 years ago? Where I feel as growth, and we're missing a big up. But I go, maybe, and like I said, it's just an idea that, you know, maybe just getting a video element of the show once in a while would be cool. And believe me, all the other logistics, well, we need, okay, I can find out. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. You know, we live in it's just like another, like doing the Dick El Dorado thing. Maybe, you know, it's just an idea.
Best part about that was the theme song.
Like the theme song.
What was the theme song?
Nobody will ever hear it again.
I have it.
It's the lost film. It's the
I
lost have it. The lost episode.
I have it. But like I said, it's just an idea.
They show it every 1st of July. There's not enough episodes for the 4th of July marathon, so it's a 1st of July marathon. It goes from 10 p.m. to midnight, and then the marathon's over. Two episodes. Good night.
Well, I value people's time. But...
No, you don't. You're wasting mine. Let me get back to this bot mitzvah.
Yeah, folks, I'd like to apologize for having a post-show meeting during this show.
What?
Oh, I got you. Because even I got to, well, like, you know what? This is a fucking meeting right now. I don't think the people are interested.
Listen, I'm sure Joe's girl completely supports you doing more time to stay away from her.
No.
Exactly. No. I don't even know why I even bothered. Joe, I should just said, you know what? Joe's girl will handle this. Let me save my breath.
But the whole thing is, I like to do, you don't have time. Yeah, you're right. All right, next. You
but
wanted to keep going.
I should have just said Pip. What I should have done and Pip. And what is Joe's girl writing in the chat?
I wasn't being combative or being adamant.
No, no.
You don't have the time. Yeah, no.
It was my bad. I should have let a professional handle this.
Yeah, let me let you know that Joe's girl's not having this at all.
I'm sure she's not.
No, she's not. She says she needs another 24 hours in a day. And then when Davin was trying to stake claims on some more of his time, she goes, oh, no, I get him first, Davin. And
you can have him first and last, to be honest with you.
Just,
it's not a fight I want to have.
And just and Tammy and I, for the weight of the world, we're starting to get a script. We're finishing up a script, and we're going into planning in October to film this thing. So we're going to do this, try to do a web series with it. So, like I said, it's an idea. But like I said, other things, this show, filming that web series,
Chip and I
other
writing,
project.
Chip and I are putting the jokes back in next Tuesday during the day. That's the next time we're writing.
I can't make
I
it
understand.
During the day.
I understand, but he's busy with shit.
I know.
And since he's got the program and he does most of the writing, he counts.
I know, but it's like, I don't, you know, like I said, I love it on there, but sometimes you guys write when it's not opportune for me. I
All
got
right.
during the day.
Back to my kid's bot mitzvah.
I'm so sorry. All right. I know. Boy, did we go. Sorry, folks. So
what
you had to.
What were we talking about?
My kid's bot
mitzvah. All right. So you had to give a
this
speech.
This is why you didn't invite it.
Okay.
No, you would have been invited, but I had to keep it small.
Okay. Sorry.
I said that to Pip also. All right. So I give my speech because, you know, somebody's got to speak on the kids' behalf, how wonderful they are, blah, 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 blah. You know, here's the thing. I'm reading this thing, and I wrote some jokes in there. So I put this one thing, you know, like, you know, my daughter didn't always believe the truth will set you free. In fact, you know, it could lead to grounding or with these kids now taking away of the phone, which I hear is, you know, being worse than being cast out like than a leper, because at least a leper could check his messages.
Right. Now, why did you feel you had to write jokes? Did you feel that it would add levity? Do you feel as a comic people are expecting
There's
you
that.
To have
people
to have ex- that?
Yeah, no, it wasn't like a laugh a minute. It wasn't like I was.
Yeah, you got to relax. Yeah. But I mean, you know, you want to throw a couple
no,
of humbles in there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because when you're giving a serious speech.
Right. You're not going for the joke. It's almost, you know, it's
but you
like
might throw a couple of things in there. But I remember reading the thing going, and you say a couple of things, and I just remember going, huh, thought that would get a laugh. And you just think that to yourself, and you go on.
And then, And then you got to go, all right, maybe I'll just do it and keep a straight face. And he won't.
No, I did. It was probably in the delivery.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, all right. So, but afterwards, and I got a couple laughs. Don't get me wrong. First of all, it read a lot longer when I was actually reading it out loud.
Really?
Yeah. But the other parents were very complimentary to it. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was such a beautiful speech.
Yeah.
Really liked it. The guy who was doing the photo booth, the silly photo booth, really liked it and everything. The wife goes, yeah, I thought it was a little long. Fuck you. You know, just fuck you. You know, I have to write all these things because I'm the writer in the family, and then we got to criticize.
I see your wife in the back. Getting dark. Let's go.
Look at the lock. Wrap it up.
Oh, you're getting there. Your light. I get the
all
light.
All of a sudden, it's the wedding all over again.
You get yelled. Yeah, you get yelled at. Didn't you see you got the lead? How many times do I got to light you?
All right, you're not doing your HBO special. Let's go. Let's go.
And you walk the light three times.
Oh, you talking. It's like, you know, everybody's saying nice things. Eh, it's a little long. Fuck you.
Yeah, but the thing about it is you got to go up there. You know, I mean, it's about your little girl, so you got to, you know, you're obviously
right. I got a little misty-eyed a couple times.
I'm sure you did. You're talking about your baby,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, so, but, and, you know, it's a special day, you
yes.
know? So if it goes a little long, it goes a little long.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not with the fucking, Muppet critics upstairs. Fucking pain in my ass.
Well, critics, your daughter had something to say, too?
No, the mother-in-law.
Oh, believe me, I had a whole tribunal in Seaford, New York that was judging everything I did for years. God rest their souls, but yeah.
God rest their souls. But, so anyway, like I said, we got the photo booth. Anyway, it was a big hit. Everybody liked it. We got the photo booth.
Well, it was here, right?
No, it was at the temple, and they have a room.
Oh, nice, nice,
but then we
nice.
Had part two over here.
Right, right, right.
Because my daughter wanted to have movie night, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I have the outside
you
screen.
You got the thing, yeah.
I got the thing. I got the outside screen.
Yeah, yeah.
She wanted to watch Mean Girls.
Mm-hmm.
That's what. So we got it catered from her favorite Mexican restaurant. So mm-hmm. I'm doing two catering events. And by the way, Cancun Inn did a great job.
Right.
So we got that. Then we have, over 20 boxes of like movie theater candy, like snow caps and mm-hmm. juju fruits and all that,
wow.
all that shit. Then we had like a sundae bar that we made, like various ice cream. You had your whipped cream, your strawberry syrup, your caramel, your hot fudge, your crushed cookies, your chocolate chips, your gummy bears, your sprinkles, like all this stuff.
I know you're killing me. I hear Joe moaning, and I'm like,
yeah, but that's because his hands are in his pants.
Shut up! No. God, that sounds good.
Yeah, and we got silly string for them to play around.
You got any extra?
No, they used it almost. 24
right.
cans in 10 minutes.
Wow! Holy cow!
Yeah, they went right through.
Wow.
They went right through the silly string.
Right.
So it was this whole thing, but it was a great night. It was the party she wanted. But parents are supposed to pick up at 11.
Boy, that's a late party.
It most certainly is. But I have to wait for it to get dark. For the movie.
Right.
Well, when you live in Greenland, I mean, you know, get stark at what? You know what? No, you're that funny huddle. Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, so what, 8:30 is probably when
around
you start the movie.
Around 8 or 8:15 I started.
8:15, so
you gotta wait.
2 hours, 10 o'clock. Yeah, all right, we get it, yeah.
All right. So I come outside, you know, around 11, you know, around 10 o'clock. Movie's mm-hmm. over around mm-hmm. 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because, can we have a sleepover? I go, yeah, whose house are you sleeping at? And the kids start. Can we stay longer? No, you can't. Like, I've been nice.
The fuck out.
Yeah, I've been nice all day. I've been schmoozing parents. I've been charming Davin, which only comes in short bursts.
Oh Christ, yeah.
It wooed you once. But you know, I can put on the pleasantries. I can play the game.
You could do it.
Yeah, it's not my strong suit.
It's not at all. No, but you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
No, you know, it's like a magic potion. Eventually, it's gonna wear out.
Yeah,
and then around 11 o'clock, it wore out because you know, damn, talking to the parents and everything, nicey nice. I'm being a decent human being, not this.
Yeah, I know.
So then the parents start showing up at 11, and the kids are like, oh, can we stay longer? And I'm like, no. I go, take your kid. Take somebody else's kid. Take my kid.
What, the parents want to stay longer?
No, but the
this
kids...
is a fucking resort. No, grab your kid and get out of here.
You don't understand. I've been up since like 7 in the morning.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah, I mean, I did the whole morning thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm doing nothing. Get the fuck out.
There's a lot of stuff to do. You got to get make sure everything is
constantly
ready.
First,
kid,
to be fair,
the kid down, you got to make a speech, go over. You got to do the speech. Now you got everything here. Yeah, it's a long day.
With the exception of Sunday, where we were both doing a lot. I mean, leading up to it, the wife did the bulk of the stuff.
Yeah.
To be fair, she did the bulk. I mean, Sunday, the day of the thing, we both did a lot of stuff. But I mean, the wife really, you know, she made it what it was. To be fair, but and then, so I'm like, no, get out. Get out. I'm like not even having. And they think I'm kidding. I'm not fucking kidding. Mm. The last kid got picked up at a quarter to fucking 12. 11:45.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, I was done. So, but here's the thing that disappointed. It was great. The kid had a great time.
Good, good.
Her friends thanked us for a fantastic
good,
day.
Good.
Here's the thing. So I go to my daughter. I go, here's what you need to do. I go, you need to go up to your mother, give her a hug, and thank her. That's what you need to do.
Yeah.
You should do that. And my kid's not a huggy person.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, you should do that. She did not do that.
Why?
She didn't thank us in her speech. And she never said thank you to either one of us. And I got to tell you, we gave her the event that she wanted. And you know, I'm a lot of horrible things, but I am polite, Joe. You will give me this. I am polite.
Mm-hmm.
I am a please and thank you, you're welcome type of person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm a prick, but I am not rude to people. And we stress being polite here. And that really disappointed me. I'm like, really?
Did you tell her that?
Tell her enough.
I would tell her, you know, you didn't thank your mother, you didn't thank me. You kind of let us down on that. That's the least did we do that? That's the least you could say is thank you.
I mean, I don't think that's too much.
It isn't.
Not at all.
And I would call her. I would call her on it.
Yeah.
I would call her on it.
The wife likes. I think the wife likes to go to the fallback. Like, well, she's an only child. I was an only child. I'm polite.
So was I.
Yeah, you're polite.
I'm polite when Look, we're both pricks, but we're polite when we have to be.
Or when it's called for.
Or when it's called for. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was disappointing.
Yeah.
But all right.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. So we're gonna take our first.
I like you.